and O.
Blog Talk Radio.
84 tried and 84 failed. Saw the hat. 84-0 world champion. On the back, you saw the set. UDF. And then right below, Box Rec. And the Box Rec was crossed out. Yeah, man. You know what? It's just like this whole Box Rec haters. This stuff is just getting old, to be honest, man. I mean, yeah, it's fun to clown you people. Like, I like poking fun at all you people, but it's kind of getting old already, man. People are fucking retarded, man. You know, like, I got a wife. I'm 27 years old, you know, like. I don't know, man. Maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, you know, it's fun to laugh at you people. But now it's gotten to the point where it's like, yeah, you people are mentally ill. And you haters, you bots on the internet, you spammers, you mainstream boxing fans that watch HBO and think that it's real boxing. You guys all have mental problems, man. I'm telling you, I punched the guy in the face one time. I came by his house. Well, his house is, that's where me and my wife live. We live in the same building. He just lives in a bit, like, we live in the same building. He lives on the first floor. We live on the ninth floor. The motherfucker came out, and I punched him in the fucking face. You know what I'm saying? I was waiting right there. That's real battle. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that whole fucking televised BS, Mayweather stuff. Like, how many times do I have to keep explaining it? If mainstream boxing is so real, if it's so legit, why do they, quote-unquote, fight once, twice a year? Why? I mean, it's not about money. You know what their retarded, delusional fans say? They're like, oh, but it's, you know, they make so much money, they don't need to fight, you know, as often as you fight, Charlie. But, well, what does money have to do with it? If you're good or great at something, like, I'm the greatest boxer, you know, I could throw 6 power punches in 1 second, half a second, you know, I can beat anybody. My power, my speed is so it's superior to any man out there, and I like to use that talent. And even if I was getting paid billions to fight, I would still continue doing it, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if in the underground, nobody gets paid. We fight for pride. We fight strictly to prove the number one, and that's me. But I'm just saying, for example, if I was getting paid billions to fight, I would still continue fighting 10, 15, 20 times a year. Yeah, because that's my passion, and I'm truly the greatest of all time, and that's just the truth. And these guys on TV, like Chuck Liddell, these guys are not real fighters. These are complete pussies. These are fake motherfuckers, man. These guys have mental problems. These fake paid professional actors, man. I've seen Chuck Liddell. I came up to him. I challenged him. He didn't look like a fighter to me, man. He sure didn't look like a fighter to me at all, man. Smart, pretender. Act tough on TV to get a paycheck. In real life, he wasn't tough at all, man. I mean, listen, I have a beautiful wife. You all seen her. You know, if somebody comes up to me and my wife and threatens me and, you know, comes up to me in a challenging way and says, hey, you know, let's duke it out right here. What the fuck? I'm not even going to talk to that person. I would hit them so fucking hard and he'd get knocked out. There'd be a fucking ambulance right there. You know what I'm saying? I came up to Chuck Liddell. I challenged him. I said, I'm not. I told him that, you know, I'm the champ, UDF, you know, I'm the best. I exactly told him, I'm the best. All your TV stuff is bullshit. He walked away from me, all right? The whole, you mainstream clown saying, oh, real pros don't fight on the street. That's not an excuse, man. Not an excuse. He's not a real pro. I told him, we'll do it in the ring. We'll give him your number, we'll do it in the ring. He did not want to do it. He refused both fights. In the ring, and he refused to bare knuckle fight on the street. Chuck Liddell was a pussy. So, well, what is he? The face of the world? He considered the face of the UFC. Tried to break his fucking face. So the face of what, man? You people are, listen, you people that watch TMZ, you people that watch all this bullshit, mainstream boxing, HBO, Showtime, fucking all this crap that you go on these forums. You know who you people are? You're a sick society, okay? This is you're a sick society. That's it. And that's the way that I'm tired of explaining myself. I got something to say. I'm moving to Ukraine for about a year, minimum a year, and I'm going back there in a few months. And the visa, it won't when every time it expires, I'm just gonna go to Poland and get a stamp on my passport. And, I'll be able to come back. I won't have to keep coming back to America. You know, they're going there and back, there and back. So. Yeah, my beautiful wife, she's all mine. Yeah, I'm 84 now. I'm settled down. I beat everyone's ass. I'm number one, man. I'm the champ, man. By the way, I got a plane ticket. You know, I told flight attendant at the airport in New York that I'm a boxing champion. And, you know, he gave me a ticket. I paid for economy class, but he gave me a first class ticket right after I told him that I'm a boxing champion. I don't think that was a coincidence, man. You fucking delusional haters, man. There you go again. These people own the gift. Yeah, but come on. I punched the guy in the face. I'm talking about the MMA guy, man. The guy came out of his house. This guy's an MMA champion. I hit him one time. Are you kidding me? This guy has a fighting background. He didn't hit me back because I hit so fucking hard. He felt that power. He's like, fuck that. He thought that if he hit me back, he would get knocked the fuck out cold. You haters need help, man. This is it. You people need mental health. This is it. There's no point. I don't take any of you morons serious on the internet. I'm sorry, but I do not. People in real life call me champ. I got a fucking plane ticket flying first class. In first class. Because I said I'm a fucking champion, man. Real people that I see in real life, in person, and they shake my hand and they tell me, Charlie, you're the best. Charlie, you're the greatest of all time. Charlie, I watch your fights on YouTube. You're a true talent. You're a phenom. You're a prodigy, Charlie. Congratulations. On your wife, congratulations on your boxing skills, congratulations on your wins. Those are the people that I salute. You people on the internet, I laugh at you people. I like Frank Stea, he was never my friend. You understand? I use the motherfucker so he can give me Deontay Wilder's contacts so I can smash Deontay Wilder, and I did. That's it. You know why? I don't use people. I'm not like that. But I found out Frank Stea was doing it to me. He was pretending to be my friend. He was talking shit behind my back. I found that out. But I played along. I was like, oh, okay. He's doing it like that? All right. Last best. You know, Frank, man. You got Deontay Wilder's number, man? Come on, Frank. You're my fan, bro. You know, you got Wilder's number, man? Let me get Wilder's number so I can do that. Well, Wilder's number. Well, I've talked to Joe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, these people, there may be fans on the internet, but there a lot of them are brainwashed by this mainstream bullshit. Listen, the store crossed out boxer. Right? If you go to any store and you tell them to cross out an NBA logo or an NFL logo or an NHL logo, they're not going to do it because then the NBA, NHL, NFL, they're going to sue that store. They got fucking millions and billions of dollars. They're rich as fuck. BoxRec, I told them, I said, guys, don't worry, this is not an official corporation, this is complete BS. I beat the crap out of a lot of their fighters. I got videos, I showed videos of me beating the shit out of people from BoxRec. They crossed BoxRec out. BoxRec, you people are done now. I'm doing whatever I can to shut down your website. If I don't shut down your website, I'm going to shut down your fighters. I hit Deontay in the jaw. Motherfucker flew away. I knocked Floyd Mayweather with a senior out. I knocked him down. The motherfucker literally, his head hit the ropes. So he dropped and his head flew into the ropes. I embarrassed Floyd I mean, come on. You people are a laughing stock, honestly. See what I'm saying? You people just keep getting defeated by me, and that's it. That's it. I'm 16 wins away from 100. No, I'm the greatest. The last fight, I saw it. I saw me connect. I mean, not every fight can be on video. A lot of my fights are on video. I'm uploading the best clips of the Derek the Giant fight where I punched Derek the Giant with the jab, with the hooks. You know, it was just, you know, Master Boxer, Charlie Zonoff. That's the name of the video, Master Boxer. Number one pound for pound, Charlie Zonoff. But everybody watch it. But I'm just saying, man, that I got nothing to prove, man, and I can't do radio in Ukraine for some reason, and I'm just going to continue fighting. I'm going to keep putting videos on YouTube of my fights when I'm back from Ukraine with my wife. You know, I'm going to disable the comments. You know, most of the videos I'm going to disable the comments. I don't want to read spam. I'm tired of it, man. You know, I'm tired of it. You know, I'm 84-0. I don't deserve to read any more hate speech. There's no more hate speech. Your haters have been defeated. You know, you non-believers, you got no choice but to believe, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you saw it to believe it. You didn't believe it, but now you see it. I beat so many heavyweights. Jules Zavala, Derek, Deontay. I beat so many fucking heavyweights. I beat so many people, not just them, that Gonzalez guy that I was punching with hooks in the face. I broke his nose. He had blood pouring down his nose, and my finger was broken from that punch. I mean, come on. And I'm a 160-pound guy. I'm going up against fucking 260, 270, 280, 300-pound super heavyweights, man, and I'm not just beating them, but I'm crushing these guys, man. Yeah, so I'm number one pound for pound, man. This is it. Somebody asked me, would you fight GGG? Man, I would kill that guy, man. I would annihilate fucking Gennady Golovkin, man. I would love for that fight to happen, man. That would be an easy victory for me. It would easy win, you know. He's nothing. He's a nobody. He hasn't done anything in the underground game, in the real fight game, in bare knuckle, underground boxing against super heavyweights. He's never fought a heavyweight in his life. He can knock the fuck out by Derek the Giant. He would never, ever beat the heavyweights I beat. Gennady Golovkin against me in the ring, I would annihilate him in seconds, a matter of seconds, one punch. I would hit him one time, the motherfucker would get knocked out, or he would quit, or he would fucking, I don't know, get TKO'd out of his feet. His corner would throw in the towel, whatever the fuck. And I would hit him, I'd cut him up, blood would start pouring on his face, or I would just knock him out cold. You know, there's just no way he would not go off. Not on my league, no. Not on my league. You're all about to see the video that I'm about to upload. I probably don't know, Derek the Giant. And I'm the best. That's it. Charlie's 8 pound for pound best. I'm telling you, the fight that I won in Ukraine, I hit the guy with a left hook and cheekbone one time. And that guy had many wins, and he's fought for a long time. And for him not to throw anything back, that means I have power and speed, man. That means I have skill. I have a lot of skill. The most skill. The greatest of all time. Pound for pound king, Charlie Zonoff.